Good evening. I am Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everyone is doing okay out there. Well, I hope that you had a happy Valentine's Day yesterday. Well, Sunday evening, we had a wonderful time. We had a Valentine party for the next chapter, and we had a great time. It was wonderful. Good food, good service, good music, good fellowship, and good dessert, and lots of gifts. We just had a great time on Sunday. And for everyone that's out there in other states, we have something special for you tonight. We want to let you know that we didn't forget about you. We want you to know that we have something special for you tonight because you are special. Just because you were not in Atlanta, Georgia, we are going to let you know that we have something special for you tonight and a great surprise. And we are dedicating this night to Sheila in California, Florence in South Carolina, Wanda in Tennessee, Deidre in Florida, and Tanya in Georgia. And anyone else that is listening, just also you enjoy as well. We have a special guest tonight, but before we bring him on, there's a few things that I would like to say. I would like to let you know it's all about love, and it's all about God's love. How God loves you. God loves you unconditionally. You can't even comprehend how much he loves you. He wants you to wrap yourself in his love, just like you would get a beautiful fur coat and wrap yourself, and the comfort and warmth you get in from that fur coat. God wants his love to use his love to wrap his love up like a fur coat. He has given you the very best he can offer, his son. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. That's how much he loves you. For someone to be able to give up his son and to suffer the way Jesus did, that means he really loves you. And tonight, the next chapter loves you also. And we want to share that with you and let you know how much we love you and also that God loves you unconditionally. He loves you relentlessness completely in spite of your flaws or any shortcoming. His greatest desire is for you to love him the same way. He asks you first just to love yourself and to others as well. When you love, you show that you are his child. You demonstrate who you are and what you are made of. That pleases your Heavenly Father more than anything. Any great works that you have done in his behalf, he wants you to love yourself. And also pleasing him is to love others. Well, tonight, Sheila and I are letting you know how much we love you. But first, before we bring your special guest on, I would like to read a poem that we read for our widows at our celebration this past Sunday. Valentine's Day is not just a celebration of ideal relationship and a perfect world. It goes beyond that. It's about real people who support one another in hard times, help each other through problems, and share life's joy as well as its sadness. It's about the kind of person who says, "I am here for you," and mean it. It's about caring for God's people with love. That's why it is so much more than just a day of hearts and flowers. Valentine is a celebration of special people like you. Well, our guest tonight is Willie Jackson. He serenaded us so much on Sunday. We danced, we laughed, we even did a little bit of karaoke with him. So I am going to bring him on, and he's going to serenade you tonight. Willie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, I'm going to just let you have it and do your very best, as
Amen.
You always do.
Amen. First of all, I'd like to say good evening, hello. I love you, God loves you, and I hope the song that I sing will touch you in some kind of way and let you know that there is joy. And the first song will be a song goes something like this. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Many times I come to you with a line that was true, and you passed him by. So you tend to sit away, and then I don't mean a thing, girl. Why don't you let me try? She loves the things I'm saying are true, and the way I explain them to you, I just want you to know that la 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 la, I love you, yeah, la 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 la, I love you. You, the line that wasn't true, girl, and you just passed him by. So you hold you in my arms, girl, I used to see you with my charm, girl, I don't you let you cry. The things I said are true. In the way I explain them to you, girl, all I know is la la la, la 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 la, me. I love you, yeah. La la la, me, I love you, yeah, 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 yeah. And I want to say to see that I'm saying the truth. In the right place, I'm gonna say,
Can you hear me?
Mary. That was great. But may I ask you to do one more? But I think because this is web-based, the music in the background is taking away from your voice. Would you be able to do one without the music?
One without the music?
Yes, because it's we're hearing the music skip a little. I mean, it's not. It might be because of the way the web on the web base.
Okay.
Yes, it's not getting the true effect of your voice, and I wanted to see if there's any way that you could do one without the music in the background.
Okay.
I know you can do it.
Yeah. Okay. My mind is I'm trying to think of something.
Anything that you chooses.
There's a song that I like. One of my favorite songs goes something like this here. Just let me love you tonight. Forget about tomorrow, my darling. Won't you let me hold you tight and never let you go? Ooh, Zaya, your fear and your panic, I want you to cling to me. Oh, there's one night, and I never let you go. No. Amelia, tell them all you say that will never part. But lately, I found your favor in my heart. All right, Mary.
Yes. Thank you so much, Willie.
Yeah, I'm in a car trying to sing, and there's people watching me, so it's not easy. I mean, I got 10 people around the car.
Well, Willie, I wish they could have been there to see you perform this past Sunday. We had a great time, and you just really serenaded and made all of us feel so special. And I thank you so much for Sunday as well as tonight.
Mary, I'd just like to say if they would go to YouTube and go to SingWJ855, and that way you can see me live.
I repeat that again slowly, Willie, so they can also hear you on that you can go to Willie's website. He's going to repeat that again to you. If you have a pen handy, say it slowly, Willie.
Okay, go to YouTube, SING. WJ855. And you can check me out on YouTube and see me in person.
Well, thanks again, Willie. I guess you can go and serenade those people who've been watching you in your car.
I know. I mean, okay, I'm serious. I'm going to have to sing something. Like Al Green saying, love and happiness. All right, Terry. I enjoyed it.
Hi, Willie. This is Sheila.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to clarify that website address. I didn't hear a .com in there anywhere.
No. It's on YouTube. Go to YouTube.
Okay, so YouTube.com/JWH. Is that what you're
saying? What you do, you just go to YouTube, and once you go there, you just punch in SINGWJ855, and that would just get you there.
Okay, then. I just needed to be clarified on that. Okay, then. Thanks a bunch.
Okay, we love you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mary, I just want to tell you thank you again.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed that. And we just wanted you to be serenaded and enjoy what the others received on Sunday. Well, I have a short announcement before we go off the air. We are still planning our trip to Myrtle Beach, June 10th, 11th, and 12th. If you're interested in joining us, please send in your deposit as soon as possible. The deposit, the first deposit is $65. That's $65 for the next 4 months, February, March, April, May. That includes 3 days, 2 nights in Myrtle Beach. At the resort is the resort name is Oceanana Anderson Club and Spa in Myrtle Beach. It also includes transportation, breakfast, and information and materials that we'll be giving to you regarding the retreat. I hope that you'll be able to make it. But if you're interested, please give me a call at 770-981-9118 so I can hold a spot for you. We need to get the deposit in sometime, no later than the end of the week. We extended some time. So if you think that you're going to be a little bit late in getting the check to me, just give me a call. We can work something out. But we need to get that in by the end of the week. And if you give me a call, we can see what we can work out. But we need to hold that space at the villa, at the resort, Anderson Club and Spa at Oceana Resort in Myrtle Beach. And we hope that you will be able to be a part of this this retreat, and continue to tune in each Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 p.m. And I hope that you have enjoyed tonight, Willie celebrating us, serenading you, and we just want to let you know that we didn't want to go without trying to do something for all of you out there, as well as what we did this past Sunday. And just know that there are different things that we will be doing to try to show you love, and also just know that God loves you. He keeps his love. Whenever you need love, all you need to do is reach out and ask for a hug from God. He'll give it to you. And tonight, he showed Sheila and I how to try to reach out and give that love to you tonight, to give you a little bit of something. I know Valentine was yesterday, but just knowing that we all are being loved each and every day by our Father God. He loves us unconditionally. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will always be there for us wherever we are. And something that I receive I think it was a month ago, from Kirk Franklin, that I just want to let you know. Whenever you feel that you're hitting rock bottom, just know that Jesus is the rock at the bottom. He will always be there, love you, and never leave you or forsake you. Have a great week. Sheila, do you have anything before we leave the air? Okay. Well, have a great week, and we love you, and be blessed, and tune in next week.
This is my testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
You are. But
I had my share
of love abuse.
Manipulated.
And
its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love
is patient. Love is kind. Love is felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when
I think about all I've been through, that I still came out on the winning side. I don't know about you, but I know that He favored me because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because great is He that is in me than He that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did. They told a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in
me. But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He
saved me.
They
whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of lies
on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My faith
in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors
me.
I speak
prosperity.
And
I speak health.
God favors
me. They whisper.
They
conspire.
They
told their
lies.
But God
favors
me.
My character.
My character.
My
integrity.
My faith in God.
Everything was in question. But He favored
me.
I promised Him that I wouldn't compromise. Although I was going through, and I spoke life,
and
I spoke prosperity,
and
I spoke health. See, yeah.
know tonight you got faith.
God bless me.
In your trials, in your tests, in your hard times, don't worry.
God bless me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
God bless me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.